Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Eli James here, and we're doing a reboot because people say they haven't been able to hear us. And I'm going to see if I can go into the chat room. Okay, I'm going to do a test line in the chat. So let me know if you can hear me now. I'm on solo. If anybody in the chat room can hear me. Because I restarted the broadcaster. So apparently, can you hear me? Okay, we got sound. Thank you. All right, so I'll bring Pastor Steve and Pastor Greg back in. Don't know why that didn't work, but I guess it's because we just got back from Feast of Passover. So here we go. Let me see if I can bring them both in at the same time. The wonderful world of Skype and internet broadcasting. And
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay. And Pastor Dan says there's sound now. He's in the.
Yeah.
Okay. Tea time. Tea time says yes. Okay. And why am I thus says now there is sound. Don't know why the broadcaster didn't work the first time we clicked it. It should have worked. But.
Okay.
All right, so greetings, everybody. And
amen.
This is April 13th, Friday the 13th, 2018. This is Yahweh's Covenant People on Eurofolk Radio. And Pastor Steve and I just came back from a wondrous Passover
All
feast.
Right, let me preempt this here.
Okay.
We are now attacking Syria, starting right now. Reporters on Fox. Israelite One has got it in the chat room. So looks
Leroy.
Like we're going to war in Syria, which is going to bring Russia and the rest of them in. And Trump is going to make America great again.
For the Jews.
Okay?
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's it. Israelite One is going to keep me posted here.
Okay, yeah. And Leroy messaged us too on Skype that this is what's going on. So we'll see how this turns out. Obviously, the Jews hate Russia and hate Syria because they won't back down and use. But there's a real problem here for the international Jew, and that's that Russia and China have just struck a deal. That they won't use the Federal Reserve note to purchase oil, okay? So this is in retaliation to that. The Federal Reserve has just goaded Trump into retaliating because that's going to crumble the Federal Reserve note. And
who owns the Federal Reserve?
There you go.
Right.
So let's keep an eye on this. Yeah. More war based on nothing but lies. Thank you, YMO. That's exactly right.
I think Russia's underestimating our transgender troops. I mean, these are some crack troops
talking about.
Which crack are you talking about?
they will step up to those Ruskies and slap them silly. I will slap you silly, big boy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then I'll rape you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, so so our military has become just like our prison system, right? All of the military rape each other, and half the women in the military now are pregnant, okay? Which costs a lot of money to raise children in these dormitories, right? It's a joke, an absolute joke.
Have you seen some of the women in the military?
Well, no, actually.
Unfortunately, that's the only action they can get.
Wait a minute. They went into the military to have action with their rifles and stuff.
They are coyote ugly. Some of them.
Okay.
Oh!
Well, I guess it's a new place for feminists, right?
Well, whatever.
So they've been wanting to go to war.
Pastor
now
Dan
they got it.
Says they get pregnant to escape active fire in the field.
There you go.
There you go. And the taxpayer winds up footing the bill.
Well, that's, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. But, hey, folks, we didn't want to just this information preempted the beginning of our show, but we want to go into the Passover feast that we just went through and talk about the feast day calendar, which is Brother Hebert's wonderful, beautiful feast day calendar.
And the T-shirt!
And the shirts, yeah. Yeah, Brother Patrick from Tennessee gave us two boxes full of T-shirts that say, Eurofolkradio.com, the Goyim know, the Goyim know. And so those will be available for a donation of $15 apiece. And, of course, the calendar, which is the most beautiful, gorgeous calendar ever produced. Certainly for any identity calendar and for many, many others' purposes, an absolutely beautiful calendar on the theme of the prophetic Maseroth, the life of Christ predicted in the stars, composed by Adam, Seth, and Enoch. That's the theme of the new calendar. So the calendar year actually just began. We're only a month into it. So that calendar is still full of feast days that we're going to be practicing. So those will be both available on the front page of Eurofolk Radio soon. In the meantime, you can order them by mail at ANP and make your check out to ANP. I'll put a link. I'll just type it in once our show gets going and how you can get those. The T-shirt will be for $15 donation each, and we have sizes going up to extra, extra, extra large. But I took one of the extra large ones, and it fit me perfectly, so I hope they're not undersized. We'll find out. And then, of course, the calendar is for a donation of $20, and you can get both of those by sending a check to ANP, Post Office Box 41-1373, Chicago, Illinois, 60641. So thank you all who have already ordered the calendar, and thank you for the recent donations. Unfortunately, I was gone for 3 weeks, and not a single book was ordered in that time, but some generous donations have come in. So thank you all, those of you who have donated. Thank you all very much, and it helps keep us going. And also makes us feel appreciated and wanted, okay? But well, we've gotten a lot of...
Israelite 1 says there's airstrikes underway now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, they're trying to interrupt our show, right? So nothing good is going to come of this. There's no doubt of that, okay? And then in addition, if you don't want to write a check or money order, you can go over to anglo-saxonisrael.com. And use the PayPal link there to make a donation. Just specify which product you want, the calendar or the shirt. And don't forget to, in the instructions, put your return address. So that business out of the way, I want to read from my eSword, Leviticus. By the way, Pastor Dan and I think Mike, if I'm not mistaken, Mike from St. Louis, talked about declaring a fast in Israel on May 22nd, because it was common for our ancestors to declare a fast to overcome problems of true Israel. And so I think May 22nd is the date that Pastor Dan suggested, and so we'll be promoting that as well. A day of fasting, prayer and fasting in Israel, May 22nd, if that is correct, Pastor Dan, please let me know in the chat room, okay? And so what I want to do is read from Leviticus 25, and I'm going to start at verse 8. This is the Jubilee, or leading up to the Jubilee anyway. Verse 8. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Okay, so every 49 years we are to declare a Jubilee. But no one in Christendom has been doing this. It's just been forgotten, totally forgotten. We are supposed to declare a jubilee every 49 years. Now, Leviticus verse 25:9, then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. So a lot of Bible scholars are confused by this. What this is saying, there's a jubilee every 49 years. But the jubilee year, it's not a calendrical year. It's a separate feast in and of itself that goes from Feast of Atonement of the 49th year through the Feast of Atonement of the first year of the next 49-year cycle. It's not counted as a calendrical year. It's only counted as a feast day year, okay? So you don't count. It's not 50 years. It's 49 years. And the Jubilee goes from Day of Atonement to Day of Atonement in those 2 years, just to make that clear, all right? Now, verse 10, and you shall hallow the 50th year, that is the Jubilee year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. Okay? So, in other words, we're to be set free of our debts, and we will all return to our inheritance, get back what we lost to the Jew. If we don't start declaring these jubilees now, the Jew will just continue taking our stuff because they have never declared a jubilee, even though they claim to be the people of the book. Comment from you, gentlemen.
Well, it's obvious, brother, they're not the people of the book. They never were the people of the book. And,
yeah, they're the people of the book, but it's a porno novel.
Right? Well, yeah, that book.
Yeah. I guess you can see me, Pastor Greg.
I can. Ooh, what do you got there? I like it.
Oh, that's the sword. Okay.
And right. I got good sword practice in. There was a nice dead tree down there, and I had at it about 5 or 6 times. And boy, is this baby solid. This is one fine sword.
Okay. Yeah.
And it is sharp as a razor with the correct edge so it won't get dull.
Very good. Very good.
And this is a sword for the Edomites. Chop, chop.
For the tares. Sorry. All right. You were saying, Pastor Greg. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, brother. Just the Jews would never declare a jubilee because it would cost them shekels. You know, I mean, there's 1,000 reasons why they are not the true Israelites. Well, and this is, you know, this one you'd put right up there.
Mm-hmm. I think we're seeing the start of a cascade of events here. And I think Pastor Dan will agree with me that this is going to escalate and it's going to spread and it's not going to be an isolated incident. I believe it's going to be the start of the next world conflict. Mm-hmm. Now, it may take a year to get everybody involved. I want to see what happens when they retaliate. When Assad's allies retaliate against our airstrikes.
Yes, right.
I want to see what happens.
Yeah, I also heard that NATO has militarized the entire Russian border. So that it really looks like the Jews are in need of a diversionary war yet again.
Well,
okay, because China, Russia, Iran, and more countries than those are refusing to accept Federal Reserve notes in exchange for their good. In other words, China and Iran are using the yuan as the exchange medium. Okay. So Iran and then other nations probably will follow suit. And there's
so
really not
much the Jews can do about
it. So they're urging yuan, right?
Yeah, right. So, yeah. Pastor Dan, Edom must have a diversion. The world is waking up to who they really are. Exactly.
Well, we got the shirts for it.
Yeah.
The Goyim know.
All right. Very good. Very good. Okay. So this idea of a Jubilee year in Israel and a day of prayer fasting, it's very important because what we want to do is revive the old traditions of Israel in our covenant people, Christian identity congregation today. You know, and all of the feasts have been declared to be memorials. We don't have to kill a lamb for Passover. We don't have to shed any blood because our last Passover was Yeshua. The
final right. Passover lamb.
Right.
Brothers and sisters, if we do this Jubilee year, we need to spend every day, we need to pray for the protection of his remnant, that would be our people. We need to pray for protection during this time of crisis, during the time of the Edomite, when they're doing their last gasp for power, when their master, Hashatan, is urging them on, we were going to have wars and rumors of wars. This past 100 years, we have never seen so much stuff happening. Earthquakes, typhoons, tidal waves.
Wars and more wars.
Wars and more wars. Disease, famine, murders, rapes. It's Israelite one says UK and France are also striking Syria. They're putting a dividing line right there.
Yep.
Yeah. Here we go, boys and girls. Yeah. What's Dan been telling you? There's more to come, Pastor. Amen, Brother Dan. Amen.
And tea time.
I've got all my stuff ready. I can grab my cart and be out the door.
Yeah.
Pulling it behind me. More were arrested today, Tea Time said.
Pedophiles, she's referring to.
More pedophiles, okay. Boy, this chat room's hot.
Yeah, right.
We could spend the show just reading the chat room. Yeah, you go, guys.
Right, right. But here, let's...
They're on it.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit. Let me start by talking about the Passover feast in Arkansas. And we had a change of plan because I was planning ahead straight to the trailer park that Brother Jim is building outside of Harrison. But he caught this flu that's been going around. And he said all the torrential downpours had turned the trailer park into a sea of mud because it's still under construction. So Doc Waterman kindly suggested his patio, his rear patio, where we had it. And he started me on a regimen of, well, what's called a ketonic diet. It's good oils and good fats, high protein and low carbohydrates, especially processed carbohydrates. And it's really been helping my back pain and my shoulder pain. And so I'm going to be sharing more of this health information on Near Folk Radio. I'll be putting up a couple of posts about that. Because if you've got joint aches and that sort of thing, this diet that Doc Waterman started me on is working. It is working. My back pain is nearly gone. My shoulder pain is nearly gone. And it's a very simple diet. Pastor Dan says I am on that diet, and it helps a lot. Okay, so, but getting back to the Passover, we had a tremendous feast. We had about 15 people come from that area. Several new people, I think about 6 new people that I haven't met before, and they received the instruction very well. David from Missouri, he's the person I usually stay with when I head down in that direction because Branson, Missouri and Harrison, Arkansas are only 30 minutes apart, right? So it's the Branson-Harrison area that is the central for Christian identity in the Ozarks. And David, he put a tremendous demonstration with, he gave out some color photographs of the correspondences between the Old Testament and the New Testament, showing that virtually every time the Old Testament is cross-referenced in the New Testament, it's always about Israel. And so you can't make the mistake that the New Testament so-called Gentiles are non-Israelites, because you show by the cross-references when that word is used, and that word should not even be in the Bible, that word Gentile. He showed that there's a reference to Israel. Over to you guys.
Israel nations.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say something. I have been having fits with this diabetes of mine. Couldn't get it down. They had me on insulin. They had me on all this pharma crap. And I finally told them, I'm not taking all this big pharma stuff anymore. Well, Patrick brought up a bunch of stuff to get me started, and the stuff that's advertised on DIY Health, Jim Ram.
On Eurofolk Radio,
And on Eurofolk Radio. Well, let me tell you, I've been on it since he gave it to me.
Be about 10 days
my,
now?
And my sugar level in the mornings was running over 300. Been running over, just out of control. My sugar level this morning was 103.
On Friday the 13th.
What's that, what does that say?
Yep. That's good.
103, and it's been running 200 points below what it normally has been running. I'm in
the
range with my insulin treatment. They couldn't get my insulin to work. It wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's working.
Yeah.
It is working. And I hope if the sugar goes down below 100, I can cut back on the insulin and level it out around 100, which is normal. And I can cut back on insulin dependency. Okay? That's what EFR is all about. We've got health shows. We've got health shows. We had Doc Waterman. He sent me some comfrey cream, which has helped the rash. My rash is receding. He sent me this horrible tasting discrosin, and I put about 4 or 5 drops in my tongue, and then immediately have to wash it down with it because it's nasty.
Right.
But it's good for skin.
Okay.
And this is what EFR is all about.
Yeah.
These are natural
health and healing.
These are natural things that Yahweh gives us. Not big pharma, not a corporation, not the government.
Yeah, so.
And when accompanied by prayer for healing, you're going to get it if you are keeping the faith and you are obeying Yahweh. You're not living in the world and of the world. If you have come out from among them and you are separate, even though it gives you a little trouble in society, this society, as you can see what's going on today, is on its way out.
Got that right.
Yeah.
We don't need to worry about the opinions of the people that serve the Antichrist. They can kiss my white patootie. I'm going to stick with Yahweh. He's my Father in heaven. I'm going to praise his name.
Amen.
And I'm going to do his laws.
Okay,
if anybody don't like that, they can come around. I got a sword just for you.
Right. A tear sword.
Yeah, a tear sword just to tear them up.
Yeah, right. Okay, Captain Witness is suggesting a product called Protandim. I've never heard of that, but it looks like everybody in Christian Identity just all of a sudden became aware of the ketonic diet and the good oils, the good protein, and getting away from, well, what I call the industrial diet, okay? All of the fake food. It's bad enough we have fake news, but we have all this fake news, fake food, and we want to get back to real food, real news, and real Christianity, right? The Christianity that the Bible teaches, Israel, Israel identity. So anyway, Captain Whitley.
Trump was wearing a purple tie just now.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Purple Revolution. Cheese. Okay.
Yeah, I forgot about fake cheese. Thank you, Captain Witness. Oh, and yeah,
fake cheese.
Brother Hebert put in a link to his new website, ageoflaodicea.com. Ageoflaodicea.com. And he's got an article on the Jubilee right there. He put the link in the chat room. Okay. So, and we had a really wonderful feast. And a good time was had by all, and it was nice to have 15 brothers and sisters sharing a Passover feast. That was the Saturday before the actual Passover, according to the feast day calendar. Now, then I swung over to Kentucky, where Pastor
Yay!
Steve, yeah, Leroy, and Marilyn, and Coral, and Brenda, and Patrick.
And Patrick,
yeah. Now we had a little bit of a confusion, you know, because not everybody who's new to identity knows about the not just the Passover, but the Sabbath days. And so we did the Passover Sabbath ritual, you know, the sharing of the bread and the wine, okay? But then the day after that's the Passover, then the day after Passover is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, okay? Now, that is a Sabbath, and no buying or selling is to take place on the Sabbath. But in addition to that, the Wave Sheaf is a special Sabbath right after that Sabbath, so you have two Sabbath days in a row.
Double Sabbath, that's correct.
Yeah. And so Patrick was a little dismayed because we had run out of goods, right? And we couldn't go out to buy anything. But Pastor Eli saved the day. I had a trunk load of beer that was
purchased
beforehand. So we all had a really good time. Over to you, Pastor Steve. What's your recollection?
Yeah, those are good pork chops, man. Those we had plenty to eat.
Oh man,
yeah. Marilyn and Leroy had a bunch of food. We even brought food home.
Uh-huh.
Brought trout home. Leroy's got all the trout. I caught a bunch of trout. I limited out a couple of days, and we ate some, and then we brought a bunch home, and I forgot to pick them up. They're in the freezer at Leroy's, and I hope he enjoys them. I've got plenty of stuff. And we had, oh, boy.
Hey, Leroy, save some of those trout for me and David when we swing on through at the end of the month. I want to have some
Captain
of that trout.
Captain Witness says, what about the yeast to make the beer?
that's a good question. That's a good question. I'm surprised that Patrick didn't ask about that. The fact is,
I didn't drink any.
Uh-huh.
I'm pure.
The fact is, it's a kind of a suicidal enterprise for the yeast. When you use yeast to ferment beer and wine, the alcohol that's produced actually kills the yeast, and the yeast are no longer in the product. Okay?
Well, that's the yeast of our worries.
Yes, that's right. So but we have an expert on pharma, big pharma. His name is Pastor Greg. Why don't you tell us a little bit about big pharma and how they're killing us?
Well, I mean, they're not looking to cure any diseases. They want you to be on their medicine for life. You know, they don't want you to be cured of anything. They don't want to take care of your diabetes. They want to manage it, see? So they'd rather have you on something for 20 or 30 years than give you something that, you know, might actually cure it. They make less money that way. That's their whole philosophy. That and the poison they put out, you know, and the ridiculous diagnoses, especially with the psychiatric drugs, you know, and all the nonsense that the Jewish psychiatrists have invented in the last 20, 30 years, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Gender dysphoria.
They give free samples to Congress and in the Senate. Yeah. Take these. Yeah, man, I feel good.
Antidepressants, you know. It's a big giant scam.
Rage complex. Rage complex, yes. With antidepressants. Yes, sir.
Right. And so the entire week of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we are not to partake of any yeast products. So we have to look at all the packaging. Now, chances are, Pastor Steve, that whatever you buy at a grocery store is going to have residual yeast. It's probably almost unavoidable. But we have to do the best we can to get rid of the yeast. And so we had three different versions, maybe even four, of unleavened bread at the
Passover.
Every one of them was delicious. I said, why? We should be eating this kind of bread all the time, right? It was really good. So Brenda had made a couple, and Marilyn had made a couple different kinds of unleavened bread, and they were all really good. Really good. So,
that cheese bread that she made.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, excellent snacks.
She gets a gold star for that. Amen.
Right. Mm. So, you can tell, folks, that we eat really well at these feasts. We eat really well. I usually gain a few pounds, and then I have to fast.
I lost weight.
Okay. Well, you were doing that concoction that Patrick gave you.
Well, not just a concoction, but I was walking and I was going up and down my arms are sunburned from fishing the whole day. Okay. You were gone.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So that's good. You got a lot of exercise then.
I got a lot of exercise. Really, wow. Even my chest is starting to heal. Because diabetes slows down all healing processes.
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
And now that my sugar level is so low, in the normal range, I mean, if it gets down, it was 103 this morning, instead of 303.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it's knocked 200 points off. And Patrick, I thank you, my brother. I really thank you. It has really helped me. So, is the stuff that Jim Ram has on DIY Health.
Right.
And yeah, he's I got to call him and talk to him.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many infomercials with a bunch of crap that these people are selling. This stuff, you know, all I can do is tell you what it's done for me. And I have no dog in this fight at all.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that was given to me to try. Well, Patrick gave me a bunch of it to try, and man, it has knocked the living heck out of my diabetes.
Very good. Very good.
So, and I'm starting to heal, and boy, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I've been taking a similar diet. Virtually identical stuff for my joint pain, and my joint pain is much better. You know, for 6 weeks I was unable to sleep in a normal position because my shoulder hurt so bad. But as soon as I tried Patrick's concoction, I like to call it a concoction, which is the Jim Ram regimen, in addition to what Doc Waterman gave me, which is very similar, it's all based on a good fats, healthy fats. High protein, low carbs, but you also eat natural carbs like salads. And there's a whole list of leafy vegetables and what's the word? What's that fruit that we make guacamole out of? The word escapes my mind.
Avocado.
Avocado, yes. Avocado is probably the healthiest fat you could possibly eat. But that's also a vegetable. So you're getting...
Eli, what's the name of this diet that you're talking about?
Well, it's called the ketogenic diet, where you sup by lowering your sugar intake. And if you avoid all processed carbohydrates, you will lower your sugar intake dramatically. And that will force your body to burn ketones, which are the stored up fat in your body. So it breaks down the stored up fat, turns it into ketones, when your energy comes now from ketones instead of sugar.
That's well, they had silent flicks about them, the ketone cop.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
Now you can get well with the ketogenic. Yeah, Pastor Dan put it in the chat room how it's spelled. So this is it works. And Dr. Darren Schmidt, nice German name, Dr. Darren Schmidt, is the leading advocate. He's a chiropractor from Michigan, the leading advocate of this diet on the internet. So you could check out his videos. And he's got a video for people who have mold, who have a mold problem, yeast infections, that sort of thing. He said he moved into a house that was infected with mold. And then he got a terrible yeast infection that affected his lungs and his guts, his stomach, invested in his respiratory system. And he says that this diet cured him of that. Candida. Thank you, Pastor Dan. So this ketonic diet, it really works. It's good for everything. And he gives you the basics on how to do it. And, of course, Dr. Jim Ram. I don't know if he's even a doctor. I haven't listened to his show. But Jim Ram, in any case, advocates something very similar. Okay, but let's get back to the feast days. Yeah, or oil of oregano. Oregano is good for candida. So, so we had those three in a row. The feast of unleavened bread, of course, preceded by Passover and the wave sheaf, which begins the countdown to Pentecost. And so the day of Pentecost is exactly 49 days from the wave sheaf, okay? Now, a lot of people argue, I haven't seen, dug into it deeply enough to determine whether or not Moses gave the Ten Commandments on the day of Pentecost. How do you gentlemen feel about that? Have you heard anything like that before?
That was the day of the giving of the law, yes.
Okay. So Pentecost was exactly 49 days after wave sheaf.
Right.
That's how we're to understand.
That's when it came down from the mountain.
Yeah. Okay. And Greg, have you heard anything along those lines?
What you said, you know, that time frame fits.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how did they handle that in Judeo-Christian seminary? Did they ever talk about that?
Not really, brother. Their understanding of such things was so shallow, they just stayed away from it.
Okay.
Or treated it as a historical event with no real significance.
Okay, yeah. The giving of the law, right. No.
Yeah, since it was passed away, they taught it.
Right.
Why spend too much time on it?
Yes.
It was for the ancient people, but now we're in the church age.
Yeah,
and,
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm looking at the clock. I forgot that we had to restart, and we started about 10 minutes late. And we've only got about 9 minutes left on the show, so let me keep on going. So after the Feast of Pentecost obviously was fulfilled in the days when Yahshua walked the earth, and the book of Acts, the first three or four chapters, are all about the fulfillment of that Feast of Pentecost in the New Testament.
Yep.
Right, guys?
Well, we call it New Testament. It's all one testament, and it's all to the Israelite people.
Yes.
And as Yeshua said, he didn't do away with the law. He fulfilled the sacrificial portion, so we no longer have to do animal sacrifices. But the rest of the stuff, I mean, it's not okay to murder. It's not okay to commit adultery. It's not okay to covet your neighbor's wife. It's not okay to steal. Where do these Judeos get off? Oh, that's all nailed to the cross. That's all done away. We don't have to
do any of that anymore. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll come over and steal your wife, and I'll steal your car, and I'll kill you.
Right?
How about that? That's okay?
That's the age of grace.
But I'm saved.
It's the age
I'm born again. Yeah, again.
Grace slick. One pill doesn't do anything at all.
I'll go out and have a pork chop after that, Brother Hebert.
Yeah.
You know, they just, anything that impinges and requires obedience, they want to get rid of that. They can't just live and do anything that they want. So they want to just, that's all nailed to the cross. No, it's not.
Yeah. That's chiropractic.
They're liars. They are liars, 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 because it makes it inconvenient.
Yeah.
They can't do their will. They have to do Yahweh's will. And that makes them real uncomfortable. They don't like that.
Yeah. Chirographon is the word used in that passage of the New Testament, Colossians 2:14, I believe it is. And that word means list. It's a list of sins that was forgiven at Calvary. No way was the law nailed to the cross. Our sins were nailed to the cross, not the law. And
yes,
this is
amen.
A huge difference between those two concepts. And the churches have got it wrong.
Well, they got a clean slate when he did that.
Right.
But if they kept on in their sins, there was no forgiveness. They had to straighten up.
That's right.
Well, that applies to us, too. Once we realize who Yahshua is and call upon him, that covers us. But if we continue in the sins and do what Solomon did, he was very wise and very blessed at first, but he died in his sins.
Right. Yes.
He allowed all the, as king, he allowed all the idol worship and all that nonsense. And if we follow Solomon, that's why the Jews like Solomon so much.
Right.
Because he did as he pleased. Do as thou wilt.
Yes.
Isn't that what the cultists
Crowley, say? Aleister Crowley. Yeah. Do as thou wilt. Right. Okay, so then this Pentecost was fulfilled in the days right after Yahshua was sacrificed at Calvary. And Acts chapter 2, Peter explains what happened there to the assembled Israelites. I know it says there were people from Arabia and from Egypt and from Babylon, etc., etc., but these are all Israelites. Nobody but Israelites would have had any interest in attending the Feast of Pentecost in Jerusalem on that day. And, of course, the Israelites were forbidden to invite especially the non-Adamic people to any of our feasts. The Old Testament says that such people should be put to death. They are not to be taking part in our feasts, okay? So they understood this. There's no way any of these people would have invited non-Adamic people to any of such feasts. Out of the question, okay? The New Testament people think that they don't realize this, okay? And that goes for the Romans, too, because there were Judahites up in Rome going all the way back to the day of Zerahjudah, 1500 B.C., Paul acknowledged that that's who they were. He called them the broken off branch. You have to be part of the tree to be broken off, okay? It's not a different tree, as the so-called Gentile church teaches. It's a complete fallacy, all right? Okay, so then at the equinox in the fall, we have the Feast of Trumpets, which is another seven-day feast, okay? And we're to remember, and the Feast of Trumpets is to remind us, this is the warning that we're to be given that the judgment day is coming. Then there's a Feast of Atonement, which is the 10th day of the month, in which we We ask forgiveness for our sins in preparation.
And we fast.
It's a commanded fast.
That's correct.
It's the only commanded fast.
Only commanded fast. That's correct. Yeah.
But we can voluntarily fast, and there are verses in Scripture where Yahshua tells us if you really want to get rid of these evil demons, you must pray and fast. There are demons.
Amen.
There are demons that prayer only will not do the job. Okay, so Pastor Dan and I will have to talk more, or maybe Pastor Dan could talk more about it on his show on Sunday about May 22nd and this voluntary fast that we can do to bring Israel out of its misery, out of our misery. Okay, and then finally we have the Feast of Tabernacles, which is, again, it's a commanded fast, and this is the one where all males must appear before the throne of Yahweh to appear at the Feast of Tabernacles. And this is the timing, again, this is agricultural. The timing is such that the harvest has already been taken in so that the men leaving their families on the farm can take food with them so that they have plenty of food at the feast. Okay? And so somebody had to stay home and watch the animals, you know, unless it was, maybe a newlywed couple. If the young man brought his wife to Feast of Tabernacles, I don't know. Are you aware of any such thing, Pastor Steve?
Am I aware? I'm reading the chat room. What?
Okay. Well, whether or not because the males of Israel are commanded to attend the Feast of Tabernacles to leave their homestead.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. That is a commanded assembly.
Yes. So Feast of Tabernacles, you are required to leave your homestead, or at the very least, you know, do some of your activities.
Put a tent up in the backyard or something.
Something, yeah.
You are to stay and sleep in something other than your home.
Why?
Because it's commemorative when we went out and we slept in booths on the journey through the wilderness.
Yes.
When he led us for 40 years.
Right.
And that is the Feast of Tabernacles in remembrance of that journey.
Amen. But it's also to prepare us for what's coming, right? Because when he comes to tabernacle with us, the heavens will roll away like a scroll. And most of us ain't going to have the domiciles that we're living in now. And we're going to have to be living in tents whether we like it or not.
And I will get to use my sword. Okay? And people think I'm joking.
And those big old boots.
You're joking.
No,
I
no.
am not joking. I am deadly.
So what kind
serious.
Of shape was that tree in after five or six sessions?
Toothpicks. It's pretty good size. It was a dead tree. I didn't chop on a white tree, but I was doing all the moves. Changing hands and doing backstrokes,
right?
Doing the whole bit. I'm pretty good with a blade.
During the figure eights, were you doing the figure eights with the blade?
Yeah. Wish.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So you can see, folks, that we have a tremendous amounts of fun at these feasts. There's really nothing, and I have to put in a good word for Mike in St. Louis. He also turned me on to this ketonic diet, and he was really hungry for fellowship with other Israelites because there's very few of our people in St. Louis. I know a few, but they're really scattered in all the different parts of the suburban area of St. Louis, so it's very hard for them to get together. And so he was really hungry for fellowship.
Well, we are getting together all over. I'm seeing more and more obedience. We're not all in one spot. Which means we're going to be a little bit difficult to pin up.
Right. Yeah, to get
and,
us in there.
I think when it hits the fan in this country, the thugs are going to be so busy covering their own butt and trying to stay alive because a lot of people are ticked. Yeah. And I think the good old boys are going to come out of the woodwork and they're going to have a real problem.
Yeah, right. You mean the jackfruit of thugs? Yes.
Problem.
Yeah, the government's going to have a big problem. So I think they're aware of it, too. So any flak jacketed thug working for the Jews, they know they're not going to have
They don't have a flak jacket on their head.
That's right, right.
Or their knees.
Yeah. Yeah. Or their knees, right.
Take out the knees, they're done. That's the end. It's over.
Yes. All right. You said the magic words, Pastor Steve. It's over. Folks, we've come to the end of the show. Plenty of fun today. We'll be back to our schedule of second answers next week. Thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh, everybody.
Praise Yahweh, everybody. Amen.
Praise Yahweh, and that's it, sports fans.
That's all, folks.
Later.
All right.